Today, is Elon Musk already steering Twitter in a different direction? New Google tech makes it even easier for consumers to find your brand's products online, while virtual credit cards might make it easier for consumers to buy your product. Search Console resources might be hoarded by Google for those who use it, and YouTube gives marketers more content creation tools. It's Thursday, May 12th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Yesterday was Google's big developer conference. They do it annually. Of course, we have lots of news coming out of that. But first, some breaking news. Is Elon Musk already making moves from the sidelines? Twitter suddenly this afternoon fired a couple of its top leaders with the pending change in ownership, including one that was on paternity leave. The move came today as the platform's consumer product leader tweeted that he was interrupting that leave to share some, quote, final Twitter-related news, unquote, after being with the company for over 7 years. He said that Twitter's CEO, quote, asked me to leave after letting me know that he wants to take the team in a different direction, unquote. Soon after, the general manager of revenue and the head of product for its business side also confirmed via Twitter that he was fired by the CEO. That tweet has already been deleted. The two executives will be replaced by Jay Sullivan, who will take over as both the head of product and interim head of revenue. According to the New York Times, in an email to employees, the current CEO confirmed the departures and said the company has halted most hiring and is pulling back on spending, but is not currently planning any layoffs. All right, a whole bunch of Google news to catch you up on from yesterday's big annual developer conference. First of all, here is your sign to upload your product catalog to Google. The search giant has unveiled new lens tools that make it even easier for consumers to find your product online, but only if you've uploaded those products in a feed through the catalog system. Yesterday at Google I.O., the company announced new enhancements for its Lens multi-search tool, which will let consumers conduct a search with just an image. Now, with a new mode called Near Me, consumers will have the ability to discover where they can buy the things they see IRL locally. This means it's even more critical that your brand uploads its product catalog to Google, as well as pretty much any other platform that will accept it, so that your products will appear in this suggested list. In order for the tool to work, Google scans millions of images from websites and reviews and matches the images to the uploaded image. The company is also introducing a tool called Scene Exploration. This will enable consumers to scan whatever's in front of them, for example, a shelf at the supermarket with their phone's camera to gain insights such as product reviews about the product that they see. You can access the new tools in multi-search by opening up the Google app on Android or iOS and then tapping the lens icon on the right side of the search bar. While Google is trying to make your products easier to find online, it's also making it easier for consumers to buy your brand's products or services. Google has developed a virtual credit card option as part of its efforts to make online payments more secure. The company is adding a feature to Google Chrome's autofill system called Virtual Card Numbers, which will hide customers' credit card or debit card numbers while making purchases online. Basically, it's the same as using Chrome autofill to enter your credit card info, but with an extra layer of security. Now, typically, when you give your card number to a vendor and they misuse it, you need to contact your bank to reverse the charges, cancel your card, and so on. According to Google's president of commerce, that won't happen with virtual cards. He also noted there is a convenience angle to virtual card numbers. Implementing Google Pay or other third-party options can be a lot of work for merchants, whereas Google says its virtual card numbers can be implemented on any site that accepts credit cards. And finally, that president of commerce stated that using a virtual card would not incur any fees. This means that vendors won't have to give up a cut of their profits, and customers won't have to hand over their real credit cards information. All right, those I thought were the biggest stories in terms of our role as marketers. But here's a quick look at what else Google announced that might be relevant in our space. First, they unveiled a new ads control dashboard, which will let users customize their ad experiences across its apps and sites. Through this new ad center, which will be accessible on all Google ads, users will be able to like, share, or block any ad, and will get more insight into who paid for the ad and why that campaign specifically targeted them. This is, of course, similar to how it works on Facebook. Users will also be able to limit ads relating to sensitive topics like alcohol, gambling, dating, pregnancy, weight loss, and even parenting. Google is also expanding its About This Result website insights to general web usage. When you use the Google app, you'll be able to open up a new tab with more information about the source URL, such as a brief description, what the source says about themselves, what others say about them on the web, and so on. Finally, if you're concerned about what people are saying about you personally, Google is making it easier for you to remove search results that might contain personal information. Quoting Google, when you're searching on Google and find results about you that contain your phone number, home address, or email address, you'll be able to quickly request their removal from Google search right as you find them. With this new tool, you can request removal of your contact details from search with a few clicks, and you'll also be able to easily monitor the status of these removal requests. If it's been a while since you checked your Google Search Console, you may want to log in to make sure that you remain active. Search Engine Roundtable reports today that Search Console may stop collecting data after inactivity by a site owner, even if your site is verified. Google search advocate John Mueller tweeted that, quote, when Google sees that the data's not being useful, nobody using it, then we do stop collecting it after a while. I don't think there's any specific time on that, though, unquote. And yes, he did note that even if your site is verified and, quote, not used at all for a really long time, to me, that seems safe to pause too, unquote, and suggested that it's better to put their processing budget into things that are known to be useful. Meaning Google will allocate its Search Console processing resources for users who actually use it. And for those of you who don't, no Search Console data for you.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Corey Dobbin, who is the chief strategy officer of the DTC agency Shoelace, today tweeted this, quote, on April 25th, Meta pushed through a change that merges users' privacy settings across platforms. If someone opted out of tracking on Instagram but not Facebook, they are now opted out of both by default. If you saw a performance dip in the last 2 weeks, this might be why, unquote. Which brings us to today's quiz. Where exactly did Meta let any of us know about this? Was it A, not on any website, B, not on any emails, C, not on any news release, or D, nowhere because you don't matter to Meta? Even Corey said he tried digging up documentation on it, but couldn't find any. He said the information came informally from a Meta rep who stated that it is, quote, part of our efforts to simplify our user ad controls experience, unquote. I know people from Meta listen to this podcast and read our newsletter. Hell, three of you are premium podcast subscribers. So please, please pass this along to the powers that be. Nobody is asking for the ad controls to be simplified. Nobody. Read the room, dudes. By the way, highly recommend you follow Corey on Twitter. He's at Corey Dobbin. That's CoryDobbin. He also has a newsletter called The Marketer's Playbook, which is A, definitely worth the time, and B, not nearly as snarky as I am. Couple of updates to share with you from YouTube. First, the platform announcing it is expanding access to its clips option, which lets users select and share a small segment of a video. Until now, sharing a video could only be done via the URL. With Clips, users will be able to share a snippet of up to 60 seconds in length that will play on a loop directly on the original video's watch page. Soon, all channels will have access to the tool. The second update gives its TikTok-inspired feature a major upgrade. The platform is expanding its green screen feature in Shorts to let creators use any eligible YouTube video or short as the background for their clips. YouTube originally added green screen for Shorts last fall, but similar to using the feature on TikTok, users could only upload content from their camera roll as the background. Now, creators will have a much wider range of Shorts backgrounds to choose from, with the original creator attributed via a source link within the Shorts display. TikTok is inviting all Canadian brands and agencies to join the platform at its first Canadian Summit. The For You Summit will include keynote presentations, new research insights, special guests, and more. Toronto will host the two-day event, with the first day focusing on keynote speakers and the second day examining key trends and tips, including e-commerce opportunities. You can register online for the Canadian For You Summit, which will be held on June 1st and June 2nd. You can get to it at foryousummitca22.splashthat.com. One more quick Google item before we go. Google actually ended its I.O. presentation yesterday by officially throwing its hat, or should I say its glasses, into the AR ring. Google showed off its new augmented reality glasses that will let consumers see languages translated right in front of their eyes. However, no details were provided on when the glasses would be available, or if the glasses would be available, or if they would have any other capabilities. So far, they seem to be a far more practical approach, though, to AR glasses compared to Zuck's Ray-Ban smart glasses. So the electricians came yesterday. They hooked it all up. The hot tub is running. Man, it takes a long time to fill up a hot tub with water and then to get that hot tub actually hot. It took like 6 hours to get it to temperature, but it is now bubbling. Well, I have not been in it yet. I'm planning to do that later on today. You know, funny thing, though, as I mentioned yesterday, I was really excited about the lighting. I'm kind of a lighting nerd. All the lights are controlled wirelessly on our house and so on. And this morning, I checked our security cameras because I'd heard this bang last night and I wanted to see what it was. And I saw the camera of the sort of the side of the road where our deck, where the hot tub is, faces. And I see this guy, it's like 9 o'clock at night, out walking his dog or something. He walks right up to the side of basically the deck, like on the sidewalk, and stares at the lighting that I've got. Like for a full minute, stares at it. He looks like he's studying it. He takes out his phone. He takes a picture of it. And then I realize, oh, wait, that's me. That was me last night tweaking the settings and everything. And it kind of made me realize that maybe I should back off the lighting nerd stuff for a little while. But anyway, today is the day that we finally get to dive into it. Hey, don't forget the premium version of this podcast, just like this one, but with no ads, access to deep dive weekend episodes, replays of our live events, better audio quality, story links in the show notes, audio chapters that let you jump between stories, and more. Get $30 off the annual plan by going to todayindigital.com/premium feed or tap the link in the show notes. All right, see you tomorrow.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.